Only property tax-free supporters were allowed inside, local organizer Jeff Lauer.
It's like the example I've been given for the past week. If it's my wedding in there, if somebody drives off the street, why should I let them in? It's for property tax-free supporters.
So that meant the 150 or so school teachers and their supporters who showed up in opposition to the freeze were left to picket outside. That angered Kenosha Education Association rep Bob Baxter.
We think that because this is a democracy, we have a right to air our view on a public issue and on any public policy. We think we should have a right to go in and make comments in that regard. If they don't allow comments from the floor, we're perfectly fine with sitting still, quietly, respectfully listening to the discussion. And why they won't allow that, we don't understand.
Inside the hall, about 300 people applauded and cheered the speakers, which included a half dozen Republican state senators. Senate Majority Leader Mary Panzer, as did the others, urged those in the audience to call and email Senator Bob Wirch of Kenosha, one of several Democrats who are being lobbied to break rank with Governor Doyle Tuesday and vote to override his veto of the freeze.
When I was a kid and I was taking music lessons, they used to say if you didn't hear right, you had a tin ear. I think we ought to say some of these people have a tax ear. What do you think? So, given that they don't hear real well, let's hear again what you want us to tell them on Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the Wisconsin State Senate when Judgment Day arrives for the taxpayers in this state. What do you want us to hear?
Senator Wirch, who was a no-show last night, has already said he plans to uphold Governor Doyle's veto. For Wisconsin Public Radio in Kenosha, I'm David Cole.